This is Keeping It Real, Talking to Phil with DJ Unspoken. Stay real, y'all.
This is Keeping It Real, Talking to Phil. I'm DJ Unspoken. Today I have a guest with me, a former DJ from last year, DJ Honey.
Hello, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hello, everyone.
So for today's topic, we're going to be talking about LGBTQ community, the lovely Ruby Rose and Orange Is the New Black, and what random thoughts come to my mind.
Yes.
So first off, we're going to talk about the LGBTQ community, which stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning, depends on what stage in your outness you are. So the LGBTQ community is a minority in its own, and I myself, being a part of that community, know this all too well. So DJ Honey, are you part of this community, or...
I would consider myself part of the community just because, I guess I would consider myself the Q in questioning at the moment, but, I know plenty of people. I've had some really good friends and even family members who are also part of the community. So, I do support it very much so.
So, you know, on Dominican University campus, the LGBT community here is not very much so, I guess, well known, as there is a small number of us. Do you feel that Dominican knowledge is the community?
I feel like the LGBT community is not really represented as well as it could be. I remember my freshman year, my roommate at the time restarted the club on campus called Pride, and it was basically a safe zone for all people who were willing to come out and either support the LGBT community or even, you know, just people who are a part of it. So that has also diminished. I haven't seen it ever since she's left. So besides that, I mean, people really they're not represented too well.
Well, I can completely agree about that, as I didn't go to the Pride Club last year because of conflict with other things such as sports. However, I feel like we are somewhat acknowledged. There are some faculty members who are allies on campus that, you know, people can go and talk to, which brings me to my next point, the whole coming out aspect of things, how people are, I guess you could say, still in the closet about it, or just don't feel that they can come out, they don't feel safe about coming out, or it's just hard for them to grasp the concept of the thoughts that's going through their mind and how about they're feeling about somebody of the same sex. What are your takes on that?
Well, from personal experience, I can say that it's definitely hard. Just me, myself, that's something that you want to be able to feel like you have control of, that you are able to, you know, tell who you feel it will be there to support you, because at the end of the day, it is something that, you know, you need support from people because just of how society is. Like you said, faculty members and stuff, I actually work in the library now, and that is a safe zone by where I work, so that's amazing. But coming out is definitely, I guess, hard to do, but as long as you have the right people, the right support system, it's something that you can do eventually, whenever you feel the time is right.
True. I feel as if you do happen to want to come out, and just first, you know, just find someone who you feel you can be open with and also safe around, and know that regardless of the fact that they will still love you and always be there for you going through this new, I wouldn't say transition, but open up about this part in your life. I'm for my senior thesis, I'm actually doing things about coming out stories, about how people have come out and is there really a truly a safe way to come out and successful way that, you know, other people can use if, you know, they feel like their way of trying to do it is not safe? What is your take on that?
I definitely feel like you have to get a feel on whoever you're like feeling to tell, just because, again, in my personal experience, I first wanted to tell my mom because, you know, my mom basically knows everything about me. And one day I was actually on the phone with my brother and my mom was there and he was on speaker. We were talking and, my brother had asked me if there were any guys, you know, he needed to fight off or whatever, doing the whole big macho brother thing. And, he jokingly said that, you know, oh, maybe you're a lesbian or maybe you're bisexual. And my mom right away was like, I could tell in her facial expression that it was just like not flying with her. Like she didn't think it was funny, but my brother was like, you know, laughing about it and stuff. So, that like sign from my mother made me kind of feel uncomfortable telling her. So the first person I actually told, was my brother, and he was actually very supportive. Till this day, he is still very supportive. But when my mother found out, it wasn't, you know, the best situation, but I mean, it is what it is. I am who I am, and I'm going to love who I'm going to love.
This is true. I know there's like different pride parades, one in San Francisco, another one, San Jose, Oakland. They're all at different times, so they're not competing with each other. Have you attended any of these events? Me personally, I haven't. I never had the chance to. Uh-huh. I've always gone to the one in Texas. Mm-hmm. That's they have a little strip dedicated to the LGBTQ community that I go to, and is more say people drinking than actually like really celebrating.
So is that like a year-round thing, not just like a parade? Or
it's more so, I mean, there's a strip dedicated to us, but the parade is
okay,
you know, happens once every year.
Yeah, I personally have never attended Pride. I've definitely wanted to, just because from what I've heard, it's like the best time of anyone's life. You just go out and meet new people, and you're actually able just to be yourself and not really worry about anything. So I definitely, I'm from LA, and I know that we do definitely have Pride out there, and there's one in San Diego and all over Southern California, but I personally have never attended one. But I would love to, because I think it'd be so much fun.
That's cool. I mean, I'm gonna try to get out to one of them eventually. I mean, I'm in my last year of college, so I think I will have pretty much more free time.
Yeah.
If, you know, my dreams or aspirations or anything don't take me where I want to go, and I may stick around the Bay Area and just, you know, fill it out for myself. But would you say, is there any advice you would give to anybody who wants to come out but may be afraid to?
I think I'm just gonna piggyback on what I said earlier. Basically, feel out who, you know, who you're going to tell. Be sure, and if you want to tell your parents and you're, you know, nervous to tell them, or whoever it may be, your guardian, you know, brothers, sisters, anybody, friends, make sure that before you tell them, you feel like you have a stable enough support system behind you, just in case something goes wrong, or they don't take it as well as you would have hoped they would, because that, I know, takes a toll on you, as you know, as it did on me. So just make sure that no matter what, you have someone behind you who's willing to support you, who's willing to be there for you. But other than that, it's basically just, you know, be yourself and all else will fall into place.
I completely agree. My word of advice particularly is that make sure you're happy with yourself or who you feel like you are before you even try to go out and open up to anybody. Make sure you can open up to yourself first before going to do that. Secondly, find somebody who you know will support you no matter what you say to them about you coming out or any of that. Also, make sure to that is it worth coming out to certain people if, yeah, say maybe financially that is maybe not the best, because your parents may have financial grip on you, whoever you're staying with. Just make sure that it's totally worth it before you put it out there, or just, you know, wait till afterwards until you have the opportunity to support yourself. any aspect of life for doing that. But hey, we are going to head into our first break. You have listened to me, DJ Unspoken, on Keeping It Real, Talking to Phil, on Pinger Radio, radio.dominican.edu. When we come back, we'll be talking about my favorite Aussie, Ruby Rose, so stay tuned.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't.
Girls walk by with eyes that smile, faces that haunt. I watch them walk, I wonder, turn away, I try, but I can't find words to say. I know that you don't love me, but I'm watching you. Pretty girls don't cry.
Unspoken here, and we're back on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Let's get back to keeping it real. So the next topic we're going to be discussing is Ruby Rose, a drop-dead beautiful individual, mostly known for her role in Orange is the New Black Season 3, which we'll be discussing later. Ruby Rose, who also models and DJs, she is such a talented woman who identifies herself as gender fluid. Do you know what that means?
I actually had the discussion with a friend the other day, but I think we went over, we like actually finalized the gender fluid definition as feeling though as if you're both. You kind of like a liquid, just kind of just flow, go with the flow, just depending on how you feel.
This is true, but however, Ruby Rose goes to break this down about what gender fluid means to her. The actress and model Ruby Rose, has been grabbing headlines since her debut as M.A. Stella Carlin on Orange is the New Black season 3. Rose goes to explain about, you know, how long it's been vocal about the rigid of gender binary and gender roles, especially as they pertain to her own identity as gender fluid. She actually had an interview with Ellen, the Australian actress, explained what gender fluidity means to her, and she goes to say that gender fluid is not really feeling like you're one end of the spectrum or the other, she says. For the most part, I definitely don't identify as any gender. I'm not a guy. I don't really feel like a woman. But obviously, I was born one. So I'm somewhere in the middle, which in my perfect imagination is like having the best of both sexes. I have a lot of characteristics that would normally be presented in a guy and then less that would be presented in a woman. But sometimes I put on a skirt like today, and, you know, she'll feel very feminine. What is your take on what she said there?
I personally can't relate because I definitely, I represent myself or I feel like a woman or a female. That's just me. But I definitely think that, you know, she embraces who she is. And that's basically the hardest part, the whole questioning aspect of what, you know, your gender is or what your sexuality is. So she definitely embraces not having to have a label on herself, which is great. And I think a lot of other celebrities nowadays, or just people in general, are becoming more, aware and more okay with, you know, not knowing what they are, not having to actually put a label on themselves.
That's true. I mean, I kind of had a discussion with my friend as well, and I kind of told her that's how I feel. I don't throw on skirts. That's not for me, or dresses. But, you know, I still know that I am a woman, but mm-hmm. I do feel comfortable in male's clothes. And sometimes I do put on, like, you know, the tight T-shirts or, you know, the tight pants or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I may feel a little bit more feminine that day. But, I mean, to me, gender fluid is just, you know, your mindset. It's not like about what you wear. I mean, according to Ruby Rose, that is, but to me it's more of just your mindset of how you feel that day, how you feel about yourself that day.
Yeah.
And actually in her into July 2014, she made a visual video about being able to free and break down society's, you know, roles that people, the norms of gender roles,
uh-huh.
not just being, oh, you're just a woman, or, you know, you're a man, that's it. You know, with gender fluidity, you can be whoever you want to be. If you want to be a superhero, that's fine too with me. I mean, hey. Some days I wake up and I feel like I'm Spider-Man, but
okay.
You never know. Ultimately, Rose just wants people to feel empowered to define their own identities and live their lives in the way that feels authentic to them. The takeaway is that only you know who you were born to be.
Yeah.
And you need to free that person to be that person. Do you feel like that's true?
Oh, definitely. Whether you're gender fluid, whether you consider yourself male or female, or whether you're whatever you're going through, I think expressing yourself is the way that you're going to be able to no longer feel like, you know, you're in the shell, or like that the world's against you or anything like that. You definitely have to basically just be yourself, and at times it may be hard, especially with how society works today in today's day and age, but as long as you're yourself and as long as you have pride in whoever you may be, that's the best part, to actually just go out there and live the life that you want to live and be the person that you know you are, no matter what anyone else has to say about it.
I like that. That was good. So that's how DJ Honey feels about the topic at hand.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, Ruby Rose as a person, I mean, I absolutely love her, and I loved her character in Orange is the New Black and just her in general. I know she DJs and she models. Like, she's very, very beautiful, very talented.
Oh, yes, she is.
How do you feel about her in general?
Well, like you said, she's a very talented, I guess, just human being. Like, I didn't know she DJs. That's news to me. But I knew that she models, and I actually saw the video that you were talking about earlier about, you know, her expressing the freedom of her being gender fluid or being who you want to be. And when I saw that video, it was amazing, and it kind of made me tear up, not gonna lie. But it's
was she just that beautiful?
Oh yeah, that's exactly what it was. But it, she, like you said, she's amazing. And when she actually appeared in Orange Is the New Black, that was like everybody I know went kind of crazy, not gonna lie. At least people that I knew, you know.
Even before, like, she even went on Orange Is the New Black, when they announced her, I almost lost my mind. Just like, I've seen her around. I mean, I'm not seen her around like person, because I would probably just faint. But I've seen her in pictures going around Instagram and Twitter. Just, I was like, who is this person? Mm-hmm. And she pops up on Orange Is the New Black, and I'm like, oh, I've been waiting all my life for this. Like, yeah. Finally, the moment has come. She was a total bad A in Orange Is the New Black. I mean, Stella was the best character. I mean, I think I identify more with her than I did with Poussey now.
She definitely, like you said, I feel like a lot of people didn't really know who she was, just because she is from Australia, correct? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people didn't really know who she was, and so once she hit that screen on, you know, Netflix, everyone kind of just went berserk, and I was like seeing memes and like different things of her, and people just commenting and like, oh my god, I love Ruby Rose, oh my god, now I'm questioning, like things like that. So she is definitely, from what, you know, I believe in my personal opinion, she's definitely an amazing human being. I actually have a friend who went to go study abroad in Australia and actually just like ran into her one day and like has a picture with her and everything. So she seems like a pretty down to earth female.
Even going back to what you said about, you know, people questioning themselves after seeing her. I remember Karrueche, you know, Chris Brown's ex, posted a picture on Instagram talking about she's ready. And then they go out and about seen taking pictures together, and everybody's mm-hmm. like, oh, is that, you know, is Ruby Rose Karrueche a thing now? Uh-huh. But however, they're not, because Ruby Rose is, you know, tied down,
unfortunately.
And, yeah, which I'm sorry, everybody who has a crush on her or planning on marrying her, that will not be in your dreams. Dang. Anymore. But I mean, feel free to dream, but however, it won't happen. But never Ruby Rose, that. You guys, is excellent, and I guess every aspect of the goals she's been achieving as being a model, being a DJ, and even her new role in Orange Is the New Black. Like, if you haven't seen season 3 with Ruby Rose, you need to get on that, because you're missing out, because she's absolutely amazing and beautiful in that. Do you agree,
DJ? Oh, my God, yes. She actually, in one of the scenes, like, had just gotten out of the shower, and it was like, she is a beautiful human being.
Okay.
She's gorgeous, and just her character itself, like, it's pretty, like you said, bad A. I've never, you know, personally, I know she models, but modeling and acting are two completely separate things. So actually being able to see her, you know, on screen was pretty awesome, and see how talented she really is.
Good points. Pause for the cause. We're going to take a break. I've really enjoyed myself so far. You have been listening to Keeping It Real, Talking and Feel with me, DJ Unspoken, on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. When we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about Orange Is the New Black.
Yay!
Finally. However, here is Million by Tink. Enjoy, and I will be back real soon.
Yes.
Radio, we're from Dominican University in California.
And she's like, Miss Baby, can you feel it? Give me that. There's a passion for it, can't ignore it, give me that. Cause your love give me goosebumps, you're the right one. When I need some, I call you. Real love never gives up on a Tuesday. If it does ring, you come through. Your love's like a big hug on a bad day, just what I need in my life. You're one in a million. When I wake up, what's the first thing on my mind?
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. they throw down. Your love's what I breathe from. I would go numb if you left me here right now. Our love gets stronger when we break up. We be right back in no time. And our love's really concrete. When you rock me, I just feel so safe. And I, million, million, million people told me not.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
In love with you, I run with you, oh yeah. Your love's like my drug, I can't live without it. Yeah, that's just what you do to me, boy. For your love, I'd proudly climb a mountain. That's just what you do to me, boy.
You are, yeah, you are.
One in a million, one in a million, one in a million, a million.
We are back on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. You're here with me, DJ Unspoken, on Keeping It Real, Talking Kefil. For those of you who are just tuning in, we have been discussing the LGBT community as a whole, just in general around the Dominican campus, around the Bay Area, et cetera, et cetera. And also the ever-so-talented Ruby Rose and her role in Orange Is the New Black, and her DJing and modeling, and even her gender fluidity that, you know, she's proposing now. And we're heading into our new topic, Orange Is the New Black, finally.
Yay.
DJ Honey is excited about it. So let's get right into it. So Orange Is the New Black is a series that is on Netflix.
Yes.
You can add that to your Netflix and chill. Basically, it's a story of Piper Chapman, who's played by Taylor Schilling, a woman in her 30s who is sentenced to 15 months in prison after being convicted of a decade-old crime of transporting money to her drug-dealing girlfriend, Alex Voss. So what is your take on Orange Is the New Black first season, DJ Honey?
The first season actually was amazing. It was, like, my favorite season as of to date. It definitely had, like, the most I liked it the most. I think it was just because, like, there was so much going on that, like, it kind of caught my eye, and it, like, kind of kept me, like, on my toes as to, oh my god, what's gonna happen next and all of this stuff. So it was my favorite season as to date.
I mean, the series truly explores different types of women and, you know, the LGBTQ community, from the feminine to the lipstick to the more manly butch type. You know, Taylor Schilling, you know, played Piper Chapman, who is, you know, in love with Alex Voss on the show. And then there's Big Boo, who's more butchy, more manly about herself. And then there's Poussey, who's, you know, kind of in between. And, you know, Tasty, Crazy Eyes, all the characters on there I really could connect to. And I love the background stories that were on there.
Even Crazy Eyes, wow.
Yeah, Crazy Eyes was my favorite character of all. She kept me laughing all the time,
yeah,
every time. And, you know, the whole pie scene, I threw my pie for you, you know. That was in the cafeteria. That had me dying,
yeah.
And I was, like, rolling in tears. So first season was amazing to you.
Yes, it was perfect, everything about it.
If you didn't know, Orange Is the New Black has three seasons. The first season, obviously, according to me and DJ Honey, were the best of the best. I mean, nothing can ever compare. You know, when they make sequels, nothing can compare to the first season or sequel or whatever the case may be of anything. Because it's just like, it catches your attention. It keeps you wanting more. And then season two came about, and I felt was great, however, but it lacked some excitement in the beginning.
Yeah.
But however, it climaxed towards the end of the season. What's your takes on that, DJ Annie?
Alert, I'm gonna, for those of you who haven't watched it, I'm kind of putting some stuff out there. Spoiler alert, there we go, I missed the word. I definitely, in the beginning, like you said, it kind of threw me off, because the way that the seasons end, they, like, leave you with a cliffhanger, so you're kind of, like, wanting more. So when season two started, I wasn't expecting it to start the way it did. They're basically, like, on an airplane for the first two shows, and then because she was getting transported to Chicago or wherever she was going. But it was definitely, in the beginning, didn't really get where the show itself was going, but like you said, once like the third or fourth episode came along, it started to roll around real well, and then they left us with another cliffhanger for season three. But it was interesting. You actually got to see like more stories from the other people rather than just the main characters themselves.
Yeah, season one, it ended. If you haven't seen it, I'm sorry that I'm going to spoil this for you. Piper Chapman was outside fighting, I can't remember the character's name, perhaps.
The Jesus freak.
Yeah, the one that was all about Jesus and everything else.
Pennsylvania
was outside fighting her and was just welling on her the whole time and just knocking her out. And then season two starts, and I think she's in solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. And she just paints with eggs on the wall a bird or a flower of some sort. And I'm just like, what did this happen? Like, yeah, what kind of cliffhanger then jump into solitary confinement thing is that? But season two is great. Introduce many new characters. V was a character that took care of Tasty that was on the show. And in the end, she ends up dying because of Rosa. Because Rosa was the homie. Yes. If you don't know character Rosa, she had cancer and was in jail for robbing banks and had bad luck with men. And in the end, she ends up escaping. And V escapes too. And she sees V on the road. And she's like, she's just so very rude. And just ends up hitting her with the van. And I'm just like, jeez. Yeah. That was a great cliffhanger to go into season three.
V deserved it, though. She did, in my eyes.
Yeah, she was doing too much, causing too much chaos and mayhem and drama between characters that have always been friends on the show. It's just, yeah, I was like, she's got to go. Yeah. I mean, if they don't do it, I need to go on the show myself and do it myself because it's too much going on right now.
I'm happy that Rosa got away, though.
But Rosa ended up dying because she doesn't come back. Well, I don't know. True. I mean, it's up to interpretation because, you know, either she got away or she didn't die because she did have cancer.
Well, in my way, she got away.
Okay, well, in reality, I think my dear Rosa passed away. So season three, I started but could not finish. It was just not that, I wouldn't say appealing, but didn't catch my attention like season one and two did. Mm-hmm. It started off really, really slow. And I mean, it was good because they were going into the background of all the inmates there, showing how they got there. Mm-hmm. And things, and I just couldn't get into it. I think I'm still on season eight, but I mean, season eight. Episode eight. I think I'm still on, Ruby Rose is in there, which caught my attention. I know they had like the kid day and introducing the inmates' kids and things of that nature, but I really could not just get into it. Did you get into it, DJ Honey?
I started watching it. I mean, I'm a big supporter of Netflix. That's like what I do on a daily basis. And then Orange is the New Black. So I did once, like I was really excited once June 6th hit. Like I was like, okay, it comes on today. And it actually came a day before, like it aired a day before than it was supposed to. So I was like hella pissed off when I like went on like, you know, online and like saw that it was earlier. I was like, who? Nobody told me? Like, okay, that's messed up. But I started watching it, and like you said, I have to agree, it did start off rather slow compared to the other seasons. So I did start watching it, and I think I actually did finish it now that I'm remembering. Or at least I watched the last episode and skipped a couple maybe because I just wasn't that interested. But did you get to the part where they started their own business?
No, because I just could not get into
it.
Can
I give you a spoiler alert then?
Sure. I mean, I'll eventually end up finishing it because, I mean, I can't start something and not finish it. So I might as well just finish the episode and see how it goes. I know people have already told me what happens in the last episode of season three. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, it's no point in watching now, but I want to see for myself.
So Piper, I guess, starts her own business. A new company or something takes over the prison because the prison was going to shut down. And the new warden decided to have like the company take over. And the new job that they have on in the prison is for some of the women to sew lingerie and panties, bras, all that good stuff. And then Piper, there we go, that's her name, decided that she was going to start a dirty panty line and sell them online for the inmates. And, you know, for, like, the people out there who'd like to sniff panties, because that's a thing, apparently. She was making big money, according to, you know, the show. So that happened.
Yeah, she was, because the food was... I dig this episode, because the food was getting bad, and she, like, bought all the ramen noodle packages out of the commissary and was selling the seasoning to people so the food would taste better in exchange for their underwear. And I did get to that part, but I didn't get to the part where she was making money off of it. If people are into that thing, like, good for you. Me personally, I'm not. However, you know, Piper is making bucks off of this, so you never know if that's a career path people want to choose. Go for it. Chase your dreams.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Don't let your dreams chase you. So, season 3 was good. I mean, Alex came back. We had to go back to prison.
Because
Piper went and ratted on her, and she was missing Alex because she wasn't getting any love and yada, 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 you know, the whole.
And then she ends up breaking up with Alex or something for Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, I would. Ruby Rose. Yeah. I mean, who would want to date Ruby Rose in prison? I mean.
But then she screws Ruby Rose over.
Oh, I didn't get to that part. She does.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I can't remember exactly what happened, but at the end, Ruby Rose was going to get out, and she found out that Ruby Rose had actually was stealing money from her, and so she, like, put something in Ruby Rose's room so that when they went to go do the check or whatever, they found it, and she was no longer able to leave.
Yeah, even the, reviews of season 3 is, like, season 3 is far from just fun and games. You know, the season has, like, finally settled in some, and characters reflecting and pausing on their circumstances of why they're there, and, you know, it's just not as intense as season 1 and 2 is. I mean, there's really not as much drama happening, you know. V's gone, people have died, people have lost their jobs. They're now just trying to get into the more emotional side of the audience to try to get them more connected with characters in general. But I feel like it needed a little bit more pizzazz, if that's the word.
To me, season 1 and season 2 felt really continuous. It was like kind of like a telenovela, like, you know, when when you have an episode and the next episode kind of like piggybacks off what the first episode was, and I felt like season 1 and 2 did that. But with season 3, to me, I felt like every episode didn't do that. Like, it was just one episode and the next episode was completely different from the one before that. So I felt like I kind of lost a connection because of that.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, at the beginning of season 1 and 2, I connected more with Pusey, and then, you know, Ruby Rose got on there, and I'm like, I want to be just like her, because who doesn't want to be? And then, but Pusey was, everybody's dream girl.
Yes.
On season 1 and 2, when she was, like, that was, like, I seen more posts about her than any other character ever. I mean, Alex is, you know, is just messed up in the head pretty much on the show, and she's just plays with, you know, Piper, and Piper plays with her, and it's just like, I don't know. But I identified more with Pusey, just as how her personality is not what she was in there for, because she was doing too much. But I identified more with her as her personality. Did you identify with any characters on the show, did you, Annie?
Not necessarily. I mean, I am Hispanic, so, you know, I kind of was with, like, the Latino community in there, just because a lot of them, because it takes place in the East Coast, are Puerto Rican, and I myself am Puerto Rican. So a lot of, like, you know, things that they were talking about or things that they were doing, like, I could totally, like, relate them to, like, my family. But personally, I don't think I actually really did identify with someone to that extent. But I definitely related to certain things that people said or did, or not actually did, because they're in prison and I haven't done anything.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't go to prison. That's not good. I mean, it's minimum security, so it's kind of low profile. So I think you'll be okay.
Okay, hopefully.
But there was a character on there, Daya.
Yes.
That ended up getting pregnant by one of the officers there. Bennett?
Yes, Officer Bennett.
Officer Bennett, he's just drop dead gorgeous. So whatever.
He had a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, this is true. He lost it when he was in the military, I think.
But it wasn't because of the military. He said that he was in a, like, he had a scratch or something, and then he went in like a hot tub and then got like an infection, and that's why he had to get it cut off.
You gotta do better, you gotta take care of yourself. But Daya was, I say, the more forerunner for, you know, the Hispanics on the show, because mm-hmm. I mean, it was, she was like, when stuff was happening to her, it was like focused on her for like, yeah. you know, about 20, 25 minutes of the show was like about her. And, you yeah. know, she ends up getting pregnant and she's having a baby by one of the officers. And, you know, Officer Pornstash was on there and yeah. he was doing too much and everything else.
Well, in season three, sorry, another spoiler alert, Bennett actually decides to leave her. So...
my poor yeah. Daya.
He basically, I guess he went to, I forgot his name, but it was her mom's, oh, Caesar. Caesar. Her mom's boyfriend mm-hmm. Went to the house or whatever, and Caesar gave him the crib and everything. And then all you see is Bennett in his car, and he drives off, and the crib is left like on the side of the road, and he is nowhere to be seen for the rest of the season.
This is true. I did get to that episode where... he just drops the crib off. I'm like, is he going to stay with my girl or is he going
to
leave her?
I was mean, expecting him
you
to
have
come
a
back.
Child with her. Like, come on, don't do yeah. that. You know, I mean, maybe you need some time to think about it because the baby's not due for a little while. But, uh-huh. you know, come back and take care of your responsibilities. But, I mean, season three, I'll try to end up finishing it. I don't know if I will anytime soon, but I will try. But, however... we're heading to a break. Just do a quick recap of all we have discussed. It's been real so far, and we discussed so much. We talked about the LGBTQ community around the Bay, Ruby Rose, the beauty from down under, Orange and New Black, going through the seasons, and you know, our me and DJ Honey's take on how we feel. And I also want to give a shout out to my mother down in Texas, because she's listening in and I love her so much. So there you go, Mom. And also shout out to my sister, Amber. Happy belated birthday. I'm sorry I didn't wish you happy birthday on the last show, but there you go, sis. You have been listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. We'll be back real soon. So enjoy this song that I'm about to play for you guys. Stay tuned
to Penguin Radio.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly.
It's my window.
When the rain hits my window, I take it. Me some, me and Timberland, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get kinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
This is Penguin Radio.
Look, baby girl, you're so fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm know you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my trues for some robins. You playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. Ayy, I got a Glock in my Rari. Ayy, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari.
Now go say some. Don't you play dumb. You know where we came from. And you don't want sauce, no A1.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back. And this is DJ Unspoken here on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. And while over the break, some random thoughts pop into my head that I like to share with my real ones. So, you know, the LGBTQ community has groups that support their spectrum. There's different organizations, affiliations, even religious affiliations that help people who or don't have a safe zone to go to or talk about, or just talk about in general how they're feeling about themselves. There's always support groups there for you, even if you can't find none around campus, you don't have any of your family, just know there's groups out there that can help you just be okay with how you're feeling about yourself and this new part of your life that you want to share with people. Do you know any specific groups or anything?
I personally don't. The only one that I knew of was like I said, the Pride Club here on campus that is kind of no longer existent. So if someone wants to go ahead and start that back up, that'd be awesome. But I know that the Bay Area itself is really well known for being supportive of the LGBTQ community. So I'm sure, you know, it's not going to be hard. All you have to do is, you know, Google research, and I'm sure there's something down the street somewhere.
Also, something that came to mind that, you know, I've spoke with people about the religious aspect on, you know, Dominican campus. I mean, we have affiliations with, you know, Catholicism. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's also a part of why people are not as out or are acknowledged as much because of that? You know, we have the nuns here and everything else. Do you feel that factors in?
I personally don't feel that that's the reason. Just because people, I know a lot of people here on campus who are pretty open, to say the least. So I don't think that has any affiliation yet. Though we do have, or we are Catholic based at the school, you don't necessarily need to be Catholic or follow that, you know, religion and stuff like that. And basically, Catholicism itself doesn't necessarily neglect, for lack of a better term, the LGBTQ community. They definitely do support. I know for a fact that though you may not be able to technically be married within the Catholic Church, they acknowledge, you know, your sexuality for whatever it may be, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, everything.
Okay. You know, also the whole thing with, you know, gender fluid people with Ruby Rose, mm-hmm. and there's others who are part of this, you know, new movement or revolution, like Miley Cyrus. You know, if people didn't know, she has been dating a girl for a little bit now, you know, after she broke up with Liam, which, you know, well, she didn't break up with him. He broke up with her. Let me get that correct. But, you know, she's been very open about her sexuality, and also Jaden Smith, who, you know, I don't know what's going on with him sometimes. I don't know what he'd be talking about. I mean, sometimes he's very inspirational. Sometimes I feel like, dude, why are you even opening your mouth right now? But yeah, he's part of the gender fluid revolution. You know, he had said on Twitter one time that he wanted to cut off a certain part of his body to, because he wanted to not be identified by what was between his legs. Uh-huh. Do you feel like that was kind of excessive, or, you know, just take the title gender fluid and, you know, just kind of run with it and build it up?
I mean, I don't know where he was trying to go with that. If he was serious, then, I mean, hey, more power to you, homie. But I feel like gender fluid doesn't necessarily, you know, define you by what's between your legs or mm-hmm. whatever genital you were born with. So I do feel like that was kind of extensive, just because gender fluidity doesn't have to necessarily deal with your gender. It has to do with how you feel in terms of sexuality. So
I completely agree with that. You know, he was spotted around, you know, sporting tunics and dresses at one time in his life, you know, and then he came out. He's publicly been always out, you know, saying that I am gender fluid and I, you know, this is part of the fashion mm-hmm. since, you know, for 2 years now, you know. And I feel like, hey, if you feel comfortable wearing a dress or whatever, a skirt, I mean, that, hey, I mean, good for you. I mean, I'm not the type of person to judge. That's just what you feel comfortable in. But for the other part, I just personally, I think that was a little bit excessive because, I mean, being gender fluid, you don't really identify with what you have. It's more of a mental thing, as I stated before.
I could be wrong, but wouldn't that necessarily, if, I mean, he wanted to cut that portion of his body off, wouldn't that necessarily consider him transgender?
To be completely honest, I don't know what goes through his mind. I mean, I'm not Jaden Smith. I mean, you know, so, yeah. I mean, you can be gender neutral. I mean, I would say that. I mean, if he end up doing that kind of procedure.
Because would he change it into the other one?
He would just gone in general.
How? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's a personally, topic. that's a topic for another show, which I would personally not be talking about. But however, we know we talked about Orange is the New Black, and apparently there's a season 4 coming out, and people want to know, will Alex and Piper happen again? Will Ruby Rose return? I know if you finished season 3 or not. You said you did not.
I think I might have. I think I saw the last episode, but I skipped a couple before then.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just peruse through.
Do you feel like season 4 would be better?
I sure hope so. I mean, like I said, I'm a big supporter of Netflix, big supporter of, you know, Orange is the New Black. But season 3 did disappoint me a lot. So I'm hoping that season 4 has a lot of, you know, I guess, hope. And I believe that everyone's expectations kind of drop. So maybe that kind of will, you know, bring everyone's expectations back up, or, you know, have them have a little bit more hope for this season. But I don't know, I remember the last episode of last season, I guess a new jail or prison was moving into their prison as well, so maybe that'll be new and exciting for season 4. But I guess all we can do is listen and find out, or watch and find out.
I would hope, I mean, Alex and Piper happen again. I would hope, you know, Piper and Ruby Rose will happen again. I hope Ruby Rose comes back.
I feel like Alex and Stella, aka Ruby Rose, are gonna go at it, and I'm excited to see that.
Like, fight?
Yeah, I mean, aren't they?
For what?
Piper.
Nah, she's not. She's. I don't think that she's not worth all that.
I mean, oh, no, I don't think she's worth it, but I mean, she's already a character.
In prison, and you wanna go to Max for something like that, and you know. I don't know. Me personally, if I ever went to prison, I wouldn't be fighting over nobody. Because, I mean, I'm just here to do my time and go home. But, I mean, I hope that, you know, they come back. And, you know, there's some new exciting twists and turns. And maybe some even new characters coming board on, you know, Orange is the New Black season 4. Is there any, actresses or actors that you would like to see in Orange is the New Black?
Oh, I think it'd be hilarious if Sofia Vergara went on.
Oh, yes. Or even Madea. If you don't know who Madea is, you need to look up Tyler Perry and all the movies and shows he's made. If Madea went on Orange is the New Black, I would probably binge watch the whole season, to be honest.
I remember in actually one of the Madea movies, Madea Goes to Jail, Sofia Vergara was one of her cellmate or something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I've killed 15 men's,
Yeah,
a Sophia brownie is, for my brownie.
Sophia's hilarious. She makes everything so much better,
and she also is gorgeous. So that, you know,
this is helps. True. So my real ones, we're gonna head into our last break. I thank you for listening to me, DJ Unspoken here, and my guest, DJ Honey.
Hey.
Here on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. When we come back, I will speak some truth with some real words of the day. So stay tuned.
What's up, what's up, listeners? This is DJ Bosco, and I'm back with your Bosco Breaks. For your weekly update of Dominican University of California sports, sophomore forward Mariah Meza has been named this week's PacWest Women's Soccer Player of the Week. Congrats, Mariah. The award is based on games played September 21st through 27th. The Santa Rosa, California native tallied 3 goals on the week, putting all 7 of her shots on goal in 2 games. She scored the game winner and added an insurance goal in Dominican's first win over the season over California Baptist University. She also scored the game-tying goal in a 2-1 overtime loss to Concordia. Dominican next takes the pitch when the Penguins host Holy Names on Tuesday, September 29th at 12 p.m. followed by the men's teams at 2:30 p.m. So make sure to get out and show some love to our fellow Penguins. The Dominican soccer teams will help show their commitment to the fight against pediatric cancer as they wear gold laces for Lace Up for Pediatric Cancer, an initiative of Go for the Goal. All funds stay in the community, where they are raised to support local children. To learn more or to donate, visit goforthegold.org/laceup.html. Live stats and video will be available at dominicanathletics.com/live, with live audio provided by your very own radio.dominican.edu. This has been your weekly update. I'm DJ Bosco, signing out.
And we're back, DJ Unspoken here, and my guest, DJ Honey, and hey. We're here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. So I have some real words of the day. As you know, last show, I spit some truth a little bit, you know, because people need it in their life, you know. The truth will set you free, so
preach.
My real words of the day is, waiting to do something for somebody, you'll end up doing nothing for nobody. Your take on that quote there?
I think it is a wonderful quote, actually. Again, waiting to do something for somebody, you'll end up doing nothing for nobody. Basically, it's the truth. I mean, like you said, if you wait to do something, you'll probably never end up doing it. And it's not only going to affect that person, it's going to affect you as well. So, you know.
I feel like if you don't wait to do something because you think that somebody else will do it, like, dude, just go out, be that influence or life or light in somebody's life. You never know what somebody's going through. So go out there and be positive and, you know, be that change that, you know, people are always talking about in the news that you want to be. So go out, spread positivity. Do not spread negativity because the world already has enough with, you know, people running for presidency. I'm not going to say any names, Donald Trump, but... You know, just go out there and shed some light that the world is not as bad as people are making it or it seems. You have anything else to say before I wrap it up?
No, I want to thank you for having me on. It was a fun time and I hope to be back one of these days.
For sure, for sure. You have been listening to Keeping It Real, Talking Phil on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. On next week's show, which will be on Wednesday because I will be out next Friday because I am going to go see my lovely big little brother, if that's the correct term. I mean, he's younger than me, but he's as tall as as one of these trees out here in California. But I'm going to go see my big little brother play football, and I haven't seen him in a while, so that'd be great for me. Next Wednesday, we'll be talking about student athletes and how to transition into the real world after sports and in their college life. You know, most collegiate athletes don't make it to, you know, the NBA, WNBA, overseas, you know, major baseball league, et cetera, because maybe they didn't have what, you know, scouts or coaches are looking for. And, you know, they're trained to always, you know, get up, practice, this is another, and do work, but mainly their whole focus is sports because that's what they came to school for. That's what they got recruited for. So I'm going to be talking about on my next show. So that'll be a real topic to dive into. I'm DJ Unspoken, and again, I want to thank my guest, DJ Honey, for joining me. It's been a real experience, you guys. I enjoyed myself. Did you enjoy yourself?
I enjoyed myself 100+.
I thank you guys for tuning in. Stay real, y'all, and this was me, DJ Unspoken, on radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to Penguin Radio. A team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this is B.O. day. We don't play, mess around me. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
GP. P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Miracle dream, I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Girls on shoulders, playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, lose too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause the rubber man do too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, you can see B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune. Five down below, if my phone number your man, I got to know. I got the dough, got the flow down, fizz at Platinum Plus, like this at Dangerous, on Trisac, leave your ass fizz at.
You have been listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.